phone and look for us at SLB Radio. The reason you picked such a good day, I think, is because hearing spoken word on the radio is a terrific thing, and especially when it's words that have been written with a lot of thought and depth behind them, and especially when they are from people whose words you probably have not heard before, unless you were tuned in when some of our writers were here the last time around. But you know, it's nice to be able to simply hear words from younger folks too. And everybody here today is a student at Shaler Area High School, and they take part in a creative writing elective. They're going to be reading original works in progress, as well as selections from finished works. And what I'd like to do is introduce you to the students that are here, and then after we do that, we'll have them share their work. So again, thank you for being here. Also, if you're listening and would like to pass along a word of encouragement or congratulations, you can use instant input. If you go to slbradio.org, there is a little form there. You can write in what you would like, and we'll make sure that we share it with the folks reading. We'll do that immediately on the air, so feel free to do that. Just go to instant input at slbradio.org. So let me introduce you to who is here. We have seven folks, and I'm going to start with the one whose name is easiest for me to say, which is Larry. Hi, Larry.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a senior at Shaler Area High School. I'm going to be going to PTI for my first 2 years to major in multimedia, and I'm a filmmaking nut.
Excellent. Do you have a summer job yet?
Currently, no. I'm hoping to try to do some freelance work and see where that goes.
Let's talk after the show. We're looking for a few folks, actually.
All right.
Might not allow you to use cameras, though. Actually, you could use cameras to document our work, but it's hard to make films work for radio.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you want to pass along any hellos to anybody or shout-outs?
Hi, Mom, Dad, family, and that's pretty much it.
And what got you into filmmaking?
I was raised in a military family, so I moved around every 4 years or so. So kind of I needed something to do when you move somewhere and you don't have friends right away. And that kind of showed itself. I always wanted to be creative, and that kind of gave me the opportunity to show my creativity and give me a medium to use it.
It's a really good observation, or a good, interesting to think about that. Thank you very much.
And not a problem.
We'll talk with Larry Moore about his words in just a minute. And now let's say hello to our next person, who's Alex, who I think is a rising senior. Is that right?
Yes, I'm a junior right now at Shaler.
And tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I enjoy writing, photography. I'm really into the creative stuff. I also do drawing. And I do make music. Just kind of an all-around thing.
What do you play?
I play a saxophone, piano, and I'm currently teaching myself how to play guitar and bass.
Wow. Have you thought about what you might like to do?
I really like doing the multimedia stuff, like what Larry said. I'm more into the writing aspect of it, like behind-the-scenes stuff, generally production.
Yeah, writing is really important. A lot of people, we do a documentary, a number of documentary classes here, and people collect all their audio, they schedule their interviews, and it all comes back. They do all the editing, and then it needs to be all put together. And it's like, okay, we'll use the last 5% of the time available to write. And nah, it doesn't work too well unless you devote a lot more time than that. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Just any family and friends who are out there. And I'm just thanking you guys for tuning in.
Excellent. And now we're going to go to Gino. And good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me a bit about you.
Well, I'm a senior at Shaler Area High School. I love to write. Just so happens I'll be attending Penn State next year on a basketball scholarship. I'll be majoring in communications, so I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent. That's, gosh, you've got all sorts of people. I'm thinking about summer programs here at SLB because we actually have been thinking about the fact that we need to bring somebody else on. Anybody bring resumes with them? How did you develop a passion for writing, Gino? Do you recall, was it at a very early age or later?
No, not really. I mean, I always used to do it on my free time sometimes, but I think it started when I took Creative Writing 1 with Mr. Shannon, and he's helped me a lot, and then I got into Creative Writing 2, and it just excelled.
Well, that's great. Any hellos to anybody or shout-outs?
Hello to my mom, family, friends, everybody who's listening.
Excellent. And now we'll just pivot that over to the woman who is on your left, and I think that's Kelly, if my notes are right.
Yeah.
I did it. So far, I'm 4 for 4. Tell me about yourself, Kelly.
I'm a senior in high school this year, graduating, and I do silk line, so that's flag twirling.
Thank you. Oh, silk. Yeah. Do you have rifles too, or just silks?
No, we just have flags.
Color guard with silks. Not yes. Can't call. I learned a long time ago.
Can't call it color guard.
Yeah. Well, you call them silks, right?
Or
silks. I was told you can never call them flags. You know, can't just call them flags. They're silks. But we had this little like wooden fake rifles that they would twirl to. But that was a long time ago. They weren't, you know, they were just like 2x4s. Have you thought about what you want to do after school?
I want to be a vet tech. So I'm going to CCAC for a couple years, and then I'm going to transfer over to a university.
That's a great way to do it. They have a really good program there. And my wife is a registered nurse, and she did her whole degree at CCAC. And that whole department there is great. Do you know which campus you would be at?
I haven't decided what campus I want to go to yet. I want to work during the summer and then go to CCAC after summer.
Great.
So.
Do you have any hellos to say? Or?
To my mom and my dad, friends, family.
Excellent. And I'm just remembering I should be looking at our instant input section to make sure if anybody wants us to say hello to you. If you go to instantinput@slbradio.org, we'll take care of that and pass your message along. Now let's meet our next person, who is Allie. Good morning.
Hello.
And tell me about yourself.
I'm a junior at Shaler. And I'm studying Japanese, actually.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
What prompted you to choose Japanese?
I wanted a challenge with languages. Like, everyone else is learning Spanish or French, and I was like, I'm gonna learn Japanese.
That would be hard, I think. Has it been?
A little bit, yeah.
I could imagine. Do you know anybody who's fluent in Japanese?
Well, my teacher is married to a Japanese woman. So she's fluent. I've met a few other people through just things they've done through the Japanese National Honor Society.
How did you get involved in this class? What got you interested in taking it?
In Japanese or creative writing?
Oh, I'm sorry. In creative writing with Mr. Shannon.
I've always written since I was little.
Good catch, by the way, of my dangling antecedent without any reference. You liked writing when you were little?
Yeah, it was just a creative thing I used to do.
Excellent. Well, any hellos to anybody?
Just my family. There's a whole bunch of them.
Feel free to mention them if you'd like.
I have 10 aunts and uncles on one side and 12 on the other, so I can't name all of them.
Well, they know who they are.
Yeah, they know who they are.
Thank you for checking. And now, or for letting us know, let's say hello. We just have two more to say hello to, and then you'll hear some writing. This is Megan. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a senior at Shaler High School, obviously. I'm also on the silk line at our school.
Ah.
I plan on going to CCAC to get my core classes out of the way, and then I hope to transfer to IUP for secondary English education.
Oh, good choice for that.
And over the summer, I plan on busking around Pittsburgh. So
you do.
I do.
I just had a letter from a good friend of mine who was telling me about some efforts to really enhance the busking scene in Pittsburgh this summer. Are you aware of that?
No, I haven't looked into that, actually.
I'll see if I can get you the address for that
person. Okay, thank you.
What would you do? Are you going to write as people watch you, or twirl, or you probably have another idea for busking?
I actually play guitar and sing, so I'll be doing that.
Oh, great. That should be fun. And you're going to do it in the city, you think?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's a great thing to occur. Have you done it before?
I've never done it, actually.
Even
it'll be an
better,
adventure.
Even better. I tried to do it. Like, you can't, but this is about it for my talent, and you can't, like, bring all this stuff out on the street, and, like, there's no case for it for people to throw money in or anything like that, so it just doesn't work. Do you want to say hello to anybody who's...
Sure. My mother, my father, my brother, my grandparents, and to my boyfriend, Austin. Thanks for listening, guys.
Great. And now we will head over and meet Ethan. Hey, Ethan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Are you the youngest here?
Yeah, I'm a sophomore at Chaler.
I think it's really cool that there are mixed grades in this class. That's something I really like. Tell me a little bit about yourself and about writing for you.
I moved to Chaler from Harrisburg last July. Writing, I mean, it's always, my mom used to read to me a lot when I was little, so once I took the Creative Writing 1 class, I really got into writing. And recently, I've started wanting to get into, like, screenplay writing and all that stuff.
Excellent. Are you familiar with the Take a Shot to Change the World competition that is offered by the Steele... this is a day when I just can't remember things. By the Carl Kurlander's group, which is a filmmaking group here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think I've heard about that.
Yeah. And I'll get you that complete information in a moment. But you might enjoy doing that. There's a lot of filmmaking activities here. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I'd like to say hello to my mom, my dad, and the rest of my family listening. Thanks for listening, guys.
Excellent. Ricky's telling me I should. Oh, there's already some emails I should mention. Hello to Kelly from Courtney. Courtney Fuller, hello, hello from Courtney, and I love you, girl. It says, and who knows Aaliyah? Anybody know Aaliyah? Allie and Larry are specifically mentioned. We love you, your creative writing class, says Leah. So, all these shout outs already coming in to Instant Input at SLB Radio. .org. Just go to our website to see that. So now it's writing sharing time, and I'm going to allow this music to sort of go away so your work stands on its own. And Larry, do you want to tell us about the piece you're reading before you're sharing? Do you have a couple, or because I want to, do each of you have one, or do some of you have two? Okay, so if you have two, we'll come back around and share your second one in a second round, I think, just so we have a little, we'll sort of mix people up a little bit. And we're going to focus on first on writers that haven't shared with us before. So, Larry, you're one of those, I think. What are you going to share?
Well, this was a prompt Mr. Shannon gave us to in class. It was called Existence, but basically he also suggested for us to write in iambic pentameter, which is what William Shakespeare used to write most of his plays in. So I experimented with it, and it was very odd and difficult, but I think it turned out decent. It's called From the Clouds to the Stars. All right. What are we but clouds in the bright blue sky? Short-lived, but nonetheless everlasting. Fragile and soft, we drift constantly by. Lighter than air, like we have been fasting. We are created, then take our lengthy path, flowing with the current we meet with time. Our spirit's color as clean as a child's laugh. Gray when sad, each emotion is just a rhyme. White when glad and not held down by the rain, our emotions are visible to all. At the end of this path, there is no pain, for then we become the stars that rarely fall. For we are the ones like the floating clouds. You view stars for as long as we're allowed.
Nicely done. That's the imagery in that is beautiful, and it, actually, that had to be a challenge. It's interesting because the images are pretty ethereal, but the rhythm is really tight. So mm-hmm. to be able to combine those two things is really neat. Congratulations.
Thank
and,
you.
You've got a second one. We'll come back to you for that. Let's see. Why don't we jump to Allie? This is a first time for Allie, too, I think, right? Mm-hmm. And what would you like to share?
It's a prompt that Mr. Shannon gave us again. It was just simply eyes. This one's called In the Eyes of the Beholder. It's a little personal, so I'm weird about reading it, but...
Do you feel comfortable?
Yeah, it's just...
I mean, the nice thing about radio is lots of... Most everybody listening is just alone or with maybe one or two other people, so it's not like you've got a big whole bunch of people. We're probably the biggest assembled group listening right now. Most folks are just in a car or, you know, still waking up in bed, so.
Okay. All right, so in the eyes of the beholder. I've hidden myself in layers. I'm ashamed to let them see. I've created a mask to hide from them just how pretty I could be. There's no beauty in the way I look, at least not that I can tell. So I've taken all my confidence and locked it in a cell. But maybe someone holds the key. They might see something of worth. There could be someone out there who wants to lift my curse. But if I keep everything hidden from view, can I really expect them to try? Maybe it's my job to unlock the cage and look through another's eye.
Very nice. I wish I could tell you accurately enough or compellingly enough how supportive everybody in this room is of their peers as they share what they've written. It's really great to see. And Allie, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, writing requires honesty, and that's not always easy to pull out and share. Let's go to Eugene is new. I was surprised about that for a minute because a guy this tall, we're going to get this big tall microphone over for you, Eugene. How tall are you?
6'2".
I had a feeling, I'm glad you brought up the basketball because I was going to ask you, you probably get asked that all the time.
Sometimes.
But what are you going to share?
This was on December 20th. It was a story I wrote. It's called Anonymous. Okay. Well, it starts off, today has been an okay day so far. My childhood friend Anonymous was taken out of school yesterday for some reason. He was all messed up on something other than your average drug. And when he was pulled out of class second period due to the fact that he wasn't stable, that morning Anonymous texted me and asked me if I could ride him to school. Although I know how Anonymous is, at the same time I grew up with him, and we have been family friends for a while, so I told him I would. As soon as he got in my car, I knew there was something wrong, and he wasn't normal. That day I was called down to speak to Mrs. T, our principal. She basically said that she knew I took him to school and that Anonymous needs help, and wondered why none of his friends ever said anything. I told her that we always knew how Anonymous was, but because we were all boys, all of us just tried to ignore it. All 22 of us have been friends for a while now, coming up on 10 years now. And it was one thing to party, but Anonymous always took it a step ahead because of his older brother. Just hearing Miss T describe how Anonymous was almost like she was there the whole time with us when he would run off to do drugs. For the first time since I can remember, I almost cried just hearing my long-term friend who was not too far from screwing up his life. Even after I came out of the office, I said nothing to the boys just because I didn't want them to feel what I felt. I couldn't believe that the kid I grew up with was basically going downhill, and to hear our own principal say she was scared for him. I know how Anonymous did crazy stuff, but I never thought it was to this extreme. My heart felt like it was melting, and as tough as I wanted to act, I couldn't hold my tears. Someday I hope he wakes up and realizes that he can do better, and that he can have such a better life only if he tried. I know when we turn 18 that this could be the time where people start to do their own thing and become independent with their choices. I just never thought it would be any of my friends. It just was hard to accept the fact that it's all happening, but I guess this is the game of life. But when it's all said and done, no matter what, I'll always love my friend Anonymous. And I knew my boys feel the same way. I love my friend Anonymous for life.
Wow. That, it's amazing. When you hear something that story, Gino, really stands on its own so well. You know, you don't want to ask. There are no questions to ask. As you listen to it, it answers every question I might have had or had been wondering about. It's incredible. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, these are students from Mr. Ben Shannon's Creative Writing Elective at Shaler Area High School. And thank you for being with us. We have Josh White Jr. Performing live just after 11 o'clock. We're also going to talk with a Big Brother, Little Brother pair from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh in about 10 minutes or so. Let's go to our next first-time writer, who is you, Kelly. Everyone's pointing at Kelly. And by the way, if you want to share any feedback, go to slbradio.org. Find the instant input screen right in the middle. Type on it, click send, and your words will come to their ears through my mouth. Kelly, what are you going to share?
So mine wasn't really a piece that Mr. Shannon gave us. Mine was just what I was feeling at the time. Mine's about prom and how people are too scared to ask somebody else to prom and just won't take that initiative. So it's called prom. As prom is approaching, some girls go into panic mode, frantically searching for the right dress, the perfect shoes, and most importantly, the right date. They turn down the kid that sits by himself at lunch, the dorky kid with the glasses and curly hair, the one who would rather sit there and play his DS all period than go out and hang with classmates. They do this all just to protect their image. They always want the most handsome guy around, but are way too nervous to go up to him and ask him, flat out. For such an extravagant event, it is okay to put some thought into it, but don't go overboard with lousy ideas and simple proposals. To me, prom is supposed to be a memorable night. It's not supposed to be focused around drama. Prom always seemed fun. I remember when I was little, I always had these crazy fantasies that somebody would ask me to prom, all fancy, and that I would look like a princess. About a week ago, I had that moment in the sun. I got asked to prom. The way he asked me was so fancy. My dreams were basically coming true. He picked me up from work one night and had an unexpected surprise. In his right hand was a Starbucks cup with my favorite drink, a chocolate chip frappuccino. You could see the whipped cream line the rim of the cup. On the side of the cup was the word prom written out. I immediately smiled. He then pulled out a laptop and played a special PowerPoint. At the end of the PowerPoint, as we sat in his car, he leaned over and asked me to prom. It was so cheesy, but I loved every second of it. I thought everything was perfect, but little did I know that he had other plans. He decided that he didn't want to go with me. He called me a week before prom and told me he was going to find somebody else to go with. I was furious. To have all this excitement build up, only to see it crash to the ground, was a disappointment. In the end, it really wasn't meant to be. See, now, most girls won't just walk up to a guy and ask him to prom. Most of the time, they just end up skipping out. But not me. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. If I could get asked to prom in a special way, at least I could ask the guy in a creative way. I ended up making cupcakes that said prom on them. Four cupcakes were arranged on a rectangular plate. On each cupcake was a different letter spelling out prom. I added foam letters on the bottom of the plate and scattered Skittles to fill the space that was left. There was just enough room on the plate, so I decided to add two additional cupcakes on each side. But they both had question marks and red whipped icing. After all that planning and hard work, he ended up saying yes. So girls, if prom is an issue for you, don't be shy. Ask the guy that you were scared to ask in the first place. Don't let fear keep you from experiencing new and exciting things. looking back at it now, I wish it would have been less dramatic. I've learned one valuable lesson. Never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. Hey, you never know. This might just be the best prom ever.
I love the detail in that story. From the type, exact type of your favorite Starbucks drink to the Skittles on the cupcakes and to the clown who had to make a PowerPoint presentation. I hope it's neither. No, it can't be any of you. But that's a really great piece. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Let's see. Why don't we go next to some folks who haven't shared anything yet? Ethan, do you want to go?
Yeah.
And what have you got?
I have a poem called The Writer. It was kind of just a free write. The Writer. I am a prisoner of my own mind. I know I'm not the last of my kind. Because when the music's over, you'll be the one drunk and I'll be sober. No longer a joy when I write. Each line is a new fight. They say don't sweat the small stuff. Then how will you know you've had enough? I feel I need to get this stuff out. A smart man is the last one to shout. They say great minds think alike. If so, where's the originality then? The more I write, the more I feel I've wasted time, spending hours thinking of the dumbest rhyme. I leave you with this last quote. It's a little wild. I touched her thigh and death smiled.
Well done.
Thank you.
Very well done. That was Ethan. And why don't we go to Alex, who hasn't had a chance to share yet today. And we still have one other student who hasn't been heard from, and then we'll have some second pieces from a few. Alex, it looks like a poem. Am I right?
Yes, it is. This really wasn't a prompt. It was kind of a free write. I did half it in class and half it at home. Okay, it's called Advice. In the eyes of the law, you are grown, mature and ready to leave your parents' home. Idealizing your vision, the line of sight is narrow. You have your own ideas. It's your plan. But when the world prevents your plans from happening, do you struggle? Do you fight? What is your cause? And is it just? Your body's mature, like the labels on your games. But is your mind? Are you ready for reality? It might be hard, leaving the virtual one behind. What is your opinion? Are you up to date on any pressing issues? Are you stuck in your own reality, and are you unable to keep up with the news? Do you stop to think of the ideas of others, or has your idealism caught up with your judgment and forced you to conspire against society? It's hard to be young. The youthful don't get the credit they deserve. Aimless and confused, troubled and awkward, we wander through our lives. The stress and the fury, bottled and contained, it's a miracle that we don't begin to cry. Meaningless and pointlessness, such a nihilistic outlook on life. We struggle against life, but why let it pass you by? Stubbornness and selfishness only lead to further anger and dissatisfaction. It's time to let go and cease pointless action. Time to mature and leave your petty squabbles behind. Vendettas and child fights can slowly die. Time is too short, and youth is as well. Moping around in your grudges is a self-imposed hell. Disagreements are common and a troubled fact of living. Personalities will clash. It's hard to be forgiving. Sometimes standing on your ground will create more trouble than is needed. Battles will be fought, but please don't fight the ones that are unneeded. Expression is a key for healthy existence, but only when it brings harmony instead of passive-aggressive resistance. Stand out and be bold. Make an effort to right the wrongs you've been told. However, in your passion and haste, you may find yourself obsessed and make it your holy crusade. Just remember, don't lose yourself in your worries. Just let go. Don't spend life in a hurry. Just go with the flow.
Really well done. That's, well, forgive me for asking this, but were you conforming to a particular rhythmic constraint, or was it completely free?
I was kind of experimenting a little bit with that. I got it in my head and I just kept going.
Yeah, it's really well done because I liked the rhythm of it a lot, and I sensed it was changing a bit as the tone of your message was changing throughout too. That's really well done. All of your work ought to be published. Does the school do any kind of written website with your writing on it, or Anybody, do you know the answer to that? You're going to be reading next anyway, Megan. But
yeah, the only thing that we've ever actually played around with was the Sun magazine. A few of us have submitted pieces, but that's really about it. That's all we've done.
Yeah, I know one of you submitted a piece about trying out for Color Guard. Did it get it in?
Well, my piece was actually about driving, and I haven't found out
sorry.
Yet. That's okay. Yeah, I haven't found out yet.
I've been watching for it, and I couldn't remember it was you, but every time the magazine comes, I'm looking to see if the readers write section. I couldn't remember the story, but that's great. Well, this is Kelly, and what are you going to share?
Megan, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No. I'm reading my notes wrong. I'm sorry. It's Megan.
That's okay.
It's good. And I think that Gino was going to tell me that.
I mean, I've been calling Megan Kelly all morning, so.
Okay.
We got something in common.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad it's not just me. I've had, this probably happened to you guys sometimes where people are, you've called somebody by their wrong name accidentally, and they don't tell you. And then you find out later, and it's like, why didn't you tell me? Okay, I'm focused. It's Megan, and what are you going to share?
Well, this was a free write. I was working on a larger project, so I was looking online for some prompts, and I found one about the beach. So I figured, well, I'll experiment with it. So I named this one Suntanned Lips. It was her only week of a paid vacation, and Marissa decided to grab her two best girlfriends and take a road trip to Virginia Beach. It had been a long time since she'd been on a vacation. She left that fast-paced life she lived in and all of the anxiety and stress she faced on a daily basis. It was nice. She wanted to lay out in the sand, so she let Chelsea and Lily go off and enjoy their time. The sun felt good on her skin. The smell of the salt water put her mind at ease. The sweet melody of the waves swept her troubles away. Alex was a local, taking a morning jog. He wanted to drop a few pounds by the fall so he wouldn't gain the freshman 15. He jogged right past Marissa and stopped dead in his tracks. They made eye contact. His beautiful olive-green eyes looked at her suntanned lips, and he thought of the sensation her kiss could create. "Hello," he fumbled for words. She blushed and smiled. He was stunning. "Hi, care to join me?" She moved to the edge of her beach blanket. He sat down next to her. They looked at each other with awkward smiles. They were both in awe. Alex thought she was just gorgeous. She had the prettiest brown hair and green eyes that could kill. Marissa saw a 6'4" man with golden blonde hair and broad shoulders and just everything heaven had to offer. "So, nice bathing suit," he finally said. And just like that, a conversation happened. They sat there for hours and just talked. It was as if they were in their own world. Nothing else mattered. The sun started to set and everyone left the beach. If it hadn't been for the lifeguard telling them to leave, they would have stayed there all night. "Will I ever see you again?" Alex asked. "Maybe someday." She smiled and wrote her number on his left hand.
Nice. That's really great and really well presented, too. You're going to be a good busker.
Thank you.
I have an address to give you, by the way. Somebody sent a note who I know personally, so I'm going to pass you. He's involved in busking and is willing to give you some tips and ideas.
Okay.
And
awesome.
Also tell you about a new Busk Pittsburgh website that's going to be out. So well done. That was Megan. Now, who has a second piece? Megan. So we have 3 second pieces, one from Megan, Kelly, and Larry. And Megan, why don't we just, if it's okay, let's have you.
Sure. This was a prompt from when I was in Creative Writing 1 that Mr. Shannon gave us. It was diction. And he had us pick a quote and then write from that. And I unfortunately didn't write down who said the quote, but I picked, "Love is the triumph of imagination over intelligence." Mother always told me a man is just a man, and never to depend on one. But with all of this passion building, I don't think I can just skip out on this fun. When I'm with him, my heart's at peace. He fills my soul with bliss. When I'm distressed, he is my release. It only takes a kiss. Many think I'm callow when I say I love his every trait. And perhaps it's hard to swallow that I believe it's fate. Perhaps this is one huge mistake, to adore my beloved so, but to lose him would cause heartache, and my sanity would go. Those feelings are what make him engaging, and frankly irresistible. The love he gives me is just amazing. So any faults he may have are invisible.
I like it.
Thank you.
Very good. Let's get to, not Kelly, don't, yeah, it's Allie. I'm getting there. You're Kelly. Everyone wants to call everybody else Kelly. It's Allie is next.
Yeah.
What have you got, Allie?
It's another poem. This one's just called Words. I wrote it literally yesterday. All right. Our thoughts could speak out volumes, but our voices are never used. Our thoughts get all mixed up in there, and our ideas get all confused. No one wants to hear me, we say. My thoughts don't mean that much. We hide in the shadows of our own self-doubt, and we use that as a crutch. But our words could change the world one day. A story could save lives. A poem could be the only voice of ignored people's cries. Your age is just a number. You could be young or you could be old. Creativity has no age requirement, and neither does breaking the mold. We can't keep our brilliance in anymore. We should let our thoughts be heard. We could save the human race with just a single word.
Nice. It's really, you're doing a great job sharing, all of you are sharing what you're done. And then we've got one last piece from Larry. And I want to thank all of you for being here. And I also want to invite all of you back soon. I hope we can do that. I would love to keep doing it. Larry, what have you got?
Hello again. This is another prompt we did. It's called In the Dark I Sit. It's basically a monologue. There's no real rhythmic pattern to it. In the dark is where I sit. Everything is quiet, calm, relaxed. The misconception of the darkness is that it's scary and lonely, because it symbolizes the great fear of man, the unknown. Yet in the dark I sit, not worried of these fears. In the dark I see clearly, I can remember, I can think. This darkness helps me visualize memories from my past, both ones of wonder and ones that are less so. This stark serenity lets me ponder these and how they played out. This can fill one with regret. Yet here in the dark I sit. The dark is my canvas, my pad. This is how I write and create. My characters just adaptations of myself slightly skewed. I pull these aspects from myself cleanly from the darkness to create. In the dark I sit, because I am conscious thought. I have no physical form, just surroundings of comfortable darkness. This is where I think, remember, create, and feel. So in the dark I sit.
Nicely done. And thank you. Yeah, we can have a little applause for everybody now. So please, well, first of all, Lisa and Pap and Aunt Lisa says, nice job, Ethan. They're listening in Northern Cambria, Pennsylvania. So I think we've mentioned everybody. So remember Shaler Area High School? That's where these guys are from. And did anybody forget to say anything they wanted to say?
I wanted to give a shout out to my dad. He just texted me, told me he was tuned in. So I love you, Pop.
Anybody else?
Can I give a shout out to Courtney Fuller for listening?
Yes, you may.
Being my best friend.
I want to give a shout out to Carrie. She couldn't join us today, but she's here with us in spirit. And, you know, hey to Carrie.
And, and just quickly, thank you to Mr. Shannon for opportunities like this.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mr. Shannon.
Thank you, Mr. Thanks. Shannon.
Now, if you're able, in a moment, we're going to have Josh White Jr. on with us, who is a legendary blues musician. His dad played with Lead Belly, to give you an example of his chops and legacy, and he's in from Chicago, especially here. And you're welcome to stay if you'd like. He'll be on at 11 o'clock. And thank you so much for being here today. Shaler Area High School, Ben Shannon's Creative Writing Elective Class.